With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. European leaders told President Trump they want a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war, and they welcome U.S. support for security guarantees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's been a major update on the Texas measles outbreak, with health officials saying the outbreak is over. Lisa Dwyer reports.
State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. Cases jumped to other states in the United States and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico. While Texas health officials will keep monitoring for new cases, they credit testing, vaccination, monitoring, and education with helping to end the outbreak. Measles is preventable by getting vaccinated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hurricane Erin is forcing evacuations on North Carolina's Outer Banks as it churns in the Atlantic, where high winds and heavy rain are pelting the Turks and Caicos Islands and parts of the Bahamas. Forecasters are confident that Erin will turn away from the eastern U.S. and won't make landfall. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are using sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. The UN peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic has documented cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and girls. The UN reports 800 cases last year, often accompanied by extreme physical violence. This is SRN News. Markets barely moved to start the week.
Wall Street held near its records in a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 barely budged on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 33 points. It's about a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ Composite edged up by less than a tenth of a percent. Several retailers are reporting their latest results this week. Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are all on deck. Investors will be listening for what the companies say about how households are navigating a slowing job market and worries about tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
The television network MSNBC will change its name later this year as part of its corporate divorce from NBC. The new name will be My Source News Opinion World, or MS Now for short. MSNBC, which will also remove NBC's Peacock corporate logo from its insignia, has been building a separate news division. More details at srnnews.com.